Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there, it is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting your life from beautiful R&R RV, 525 East Francis.
Whoop, whoop.
Bruce.
Operator error.
Oh,
he's got it.
That was great. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, good morning.
It's all Warren's fault.
Yeah. Warren, was that your fault? Here, well, you guys use that one, Warren. You guys use that one.
Oh. Yeah, that's my fault. Yeah.
That was, Bruce went to put his headphones on, and they're like the sportscaster headphones. And when he put them on his ears, because the microphone's attached to the headphones, the microphone was at the back of his head.
Yeah.
How about that sound, Brewster?
That's a good place for it.
You're like, no, I can just sit and listen. I don't have to talk.
That's right.
Ooh. After giving Kevin a hard time about not being able to get his chair out underneath the table.
I was trying to slide my chair, and I'm like, why is this not moving? And then I realized someone had put a sandbag on it.
Safety first with all the winds.
That's right.
You know, you got to keep that thing from rolling away on you, you know?
Ah, is that what they were thinking?
I'm sure it was. Welcome, Friday crew. It is a
Friday.
Hey. Yeah, Warren, I guess you're going to be the keeper of the mics. You're going to have to do the back for. Yeah. Very nicely done.
Very nice.
I tip my hat to the keeper of the mic. You know that song, right?
I do.
Yeah. Once you use your mic.
Wait, hold on. I feel like you sang it at a wedding.
No, I've sang it at several weddings, yes.
Really? Yeah. You sang that song?
Keeper of the Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, not mm-hmm. Keeper of the Mic. That would be
no.
Yeah.
However, I did say that just to see what everybody's expression
you
was.
You should be, yeah. You can change the lyrics.
Not, that's not true.
Have
either,
you forgotten the lyrics while singing at a wedding?
Yes.
Which song? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Do
you remember whose wedding it was?
I don't remember that either. So usually I have it written down
that,
in front of me.
I would
and
do
I just kind of lay my hand as I'm going to make sure I don't miss a line.
Well, like you scroll down with your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of like manual karaoke.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't blame you because I would feel like that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to mess that up.
I kind of like this because then I could just take the mic.
Wow, that was very aggressive mic
very
removal.
Aggressive.
I just
now Monty has his own mic and doesn't need that one.
Well, he can't use it.
I can't. This one doesn't work because
it's not working at all.
No, because
it works, but you only have five holes back there. So, yeah, good math.
So this is kind of nice. So when he gets out of line, I
you just rip it out of his hands.
Grab the mic.
That's hilarious. Do it again. Do it, Warren. Steal it from him. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like two kids
see how
fighting.
Quick that is? See how quick I was?
It's
that?
Like two kids fighting for a toy.
You could lose a finger doing that.
Yeah, you could. You're not kidding, Bruce.
Well, I think I did.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
All right.
Gosh. How many times you tell a finger joke since since your finger is half gone?
Not much anymore.
Bruce disagrees. He's like saying you do
all
it
the time.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the guys at coffee there,
I knew that was coming.
It had to be a coffee joke.
Well,
we
have a lot of guys. And if I try to reach on something, it sticks out. He goes, bend that finger in. I was like, I can't.
Yeah. Oh, that's, that is kind of.
Guess who that would be, Bruce?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Writer.
Yep. Mike Writer. Mike Writer.
Well, yeah, it is interesting thing about your fingers. It's right past the knuckle.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Who was your buddy who came by here the other day?
Oh, that was
Rick
Osterbach.
Rick Osterbach.
Call him Ricky O.
Okay, that was a name I had not heard a lot.
Hmm. Pardon me?
I had not heard his name a lot before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's pretty quiet.
He is very quiet. He's quieter than Bruce.
Yep. Oh, imagine that.
I don't know. We find your story not believable.
And we found that also to be a lie.
Yes, that's right. Didn't know it was Liar Friday. All right, guys. Hey, well, we're here for the food drive. Food drive here. Come on, Monty.
Free food drive here. Come on, Spokane. Let's go!
That had to just be loud. That had to just be.
And that's got
to
hurt your throat. Oh, here we go.
I might as well just keep that for a minute. Hi, how are you?
I might as well just snag that mic and go.
Remember to tip your waiters and waitresses.
There you go. I don't know why, but why not? You know,
because
or
he's a comedian. And,
oh, it's the good morning video from Steve. Super Steve.
Morning video.
Hi there.
Hi.
Last day of the food drive. That means we have between now and 10 o'clock to make it happen. And what I sent you the numbers today, about like 12 grand.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a big day.
You know what's weird about it, Kevin? Is the online is actually the biggest, the most discrepancy from last year.
Yeah.
It's easier right now to do it online than it's ever been, but yet it had the largest discrepancy from where we were at this point last
year.
Which is weird.
Furthest behind.
Yeah.
Because you can text food to 509-441-0999.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you.
Exactly.
All day, you all three better get ready for that, because we will be saying it every single time we talk, numerous times, because everybody needs to do their part today. I mean, we need to make like $12,000 today.
So yeah, you can text food to 509-99 441-0999.
There you go,
Monty.
You
got the nines in there.
Yeah, you were just so excited about the nines.
I was. Niner.
He had never seen anybody so excited about the nines, and he was like, I forgot about the 441.
I forgot the 441.
Yeah.
Dressed to the nines.
Yeah, but we got to go. We really got to go today. Obviously, we have 4 hours to get $12,000. That would be our biggest day ever.
Yeah.
I think we had 10, right?
Last year on Friday, it was a little over 10, but yeah, it was, we know we can do it.
Yeah.
We know you guys can do it, or out there listening. It's just we need your help right now. It's going to be one of those, you know, no excuse, like jump on there, make a donation. It's that easy. You will help, you know, fight hunger, feed hope right here in the Inland Northwest. A great cause. I think we all know that. We don't have to.
Right.
Sit here and bark about the cause all morning.
Because that's exactly right.
I mean, no barking.
Thank you, Bruce.
By the way, this entertainment has been free, so it's worth a donation.
Thank you for putting that in check. Yeah.
Bruce, immediately, no barking.
There will be no barking on the show.
Warren's in a spot where he's like, he's got the control mechanisms on both sides. He's like bracketed by Bruce and Monty.
Yeah.
That's, we do that on purpose, you know. There's a reason. There's a reason.
It's kind of like in the studio.
It is in the studio. It's the same order right now. Yeah, it's great. So anyway, 509-441-0999. You can text right now the word food, and we'll send you a link, and let's go.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Well, the gang's all here today. We've got the whole Friday crew standing by waiting to help if there is anything to help with. That is it. A couple quick... you know what? These people did not send their names along on the text line, which is fine. I don't need to know your name. It's, if you would like to include it, that's cool. It's just so we can say thank you to you. But I do appreciate the fact that they've already texted to get the link. Texting food to 509-441-0999. We'll have some fun today, but we do have business to attend to. We need a $12,000 day. We're not going to be shy about it. We're just going to tell you what we need.
Yeah. And
I think that's fair.
I know that's a lot to ask, but hey. That's what we got to do.
We're
trying to get it about the same amount as we've had in the past. And, we did it last year. We did a huge day on Friday last year, so I think we can do it this year.
Tens of thousands of people are listening right now.
Yeah.
And if 1,000 people donated $100, how much would that be, Kevin?
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Right?
He's smart.
I mean, it'd be 10 grand, right? Yeah, that's pretty simple math. Let's just do it. Let's get it on.
Do it.
Maybe we challenge all hunters, Bruce.
Yeah, oh, you hunters.
Well, I don't know if we got to be mad about it.
Nice.
I think actually we do need to be a little bit mad.
No,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah,
Okay.
I like that. Yeah, you Bruce, hunters.
You scared me, Bruce.
Stop on your way out of town.
Don't it's right.
Wait, is it opening weekend?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
You're lucky I'm here.
Yes, I know. Always.
We're always lucky.
Bruce, what does the average hunter, do you think, spend on a hunting weekend?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, between ammunition and all that stuff.
Well, the ammunition, That was one bullet.
I mean, well, depending on how good you are.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Some of us like to get the gun warm, so you got to shoot a little extra.
That's you got. Get the gun warm is great. I love that. Yeah, you got to warm that bad boy up a little bit. Yeah. But it's still, it's, you know, it's an expense, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, you know, if you can
drive very far, it's $200 for gas.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, your tag. What do you pay for your tag?
I paid $94 this year.
Okay.
But I got two tags.
Okay.
Elk and deer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, point being is, you know, that's a fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and you also got to buy food.
Food.
To go hunting.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you got to have something to eat while you're up there.
That's true.
Yeah. And maybe something to drink, even.
Well, that happens sometimes.
What do you think is more expensive, Bruce? And you can just answer this not out of your own life experience,
right,
but maybe of other
right
experiences
you've heard about other hunters. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right, for sure.
What do you think is more expensive? The stuff that you buy to go hunting and spend the weekend hunting, or a week or whatever. I mean, guys go for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That or leaving your wife home?
Is more expensive? Which one's more expensive? Is that what you're asking?
Leaving the wife home while you're out hunting for at least a week.
I take the credit cards with me, so.
Shoots holes in them before he leaves.
Got to warm that gun up.
Yeah, that's how he's doing it. Yeah, that's right. Man's a genius. Well, and the point being is, here we are on the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive, last day, so, you know, we got to make it happen today. We need a big day. So every single time we go, we're going to chat and have fun and fool around, but
yes,
we also got to focus the fact that we got to get some of this done.
509-441-0999. That is the number. All you do is text the word food.
F-O-O-D.
To 509-441-0999. It'll text you back the link. You make your donation. You become a hero. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Guys, you want to hear the Alexa joke of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why was the cloud so dark and stormy? It was feeling misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Dark and stormy. The cloud was dark and stormy. It was feeling misunderstood.
That's pretty funny.
Isn't
I've
it,
got
though?
I've got a new word I got to tell you about.
Guys, turn around and stare at the car. Yeah, that's what a donation looks like, fellas.
There we go.
Let's round of applause. Hey.
Good morning. Yeep.
All right. Bruce has got him.
Oh, Bruce.
Well, you were here already, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you hunters.
Mr. Munson's class from Chester Elementary. He's donated a couple
times.
Who
that man
yeah.
Is?
Well, that's not the teacher. That's a parent, my friend.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it was apparent that was apparent, Kevin.
He is.
You see what I did there?
I do.
I saw it too, Dick. I saw what you did.
Did you? Thank you, Monty. Thank you for picking up on the jokes. Appreciate that.
I mean, but he could. He looks like he could be a teacher.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do they have a certain look?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a guy.
I'm just saying. Watch out for that pole, Steve.
I know, right?
Steve is so funny because nice. You guys missed it earlier this week. He got his foot snagged on the mic cord.
I didn't miss it, Monty.
Did a little tumble. And I'm guessing one time today, because of where he's positioned with his chair, there will be either a tripping over the speaker or the tent. How are we feeling about your location?
Not great.
Yeah, it's a tricky spot.
You know what you should do is just move right down on the end.
That would be a possibility.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah,
that seems smart.
That's what I'm here for. Just those tips and tricks.
Just keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah. Plus, it gives Bruce more space.
I don't need space.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He kind of likes
it. Get in close to his personal space.
Yeah, and Bruce is into the body heat. You can just tell.
That's right.
Yeah. He needs it.
Bruce, have you ever worn any battery-operated clothing?
No, but I was going to invest in some socks that are battery-operated.
Those are awesome.
Sounds like an idea.
It's great, yeah. The vest thing, is that vest part of your coat, or is that?
Yes.
It is, yeah. Have you seen those?
I think DeWalt and Milwaukee both have
a lot of. Yeah, a lot of them do it. Have you ever seen them worn? The battery-operated clothing? For motorcyclists, they have them.
Yeah, because, and Lori and I had the kind that plugged into the motorcycle.
Into the bike, yeah.
Lori had the pants and the vest, and I just had the vest.
But yeah. So it just uses like the fumes or whatever.
Yeah, you hook a hose on the exhaust, and it circulates it through your coat.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's safe. That probably works.
That's really safe.
Yeah, it seems safe.
No, it's electric. You put another jacket over it. It's very, very warm.
I bet.
Yeah. How
was that again?
Very, very warm.
Very, very nice.
Very, very nice.
Very nice.
Hey, I'd like to. You know, the other day I donated 20. So all
you
parts
did.
Men.
Yeah.
All parts men that
and
women. Close or.
And women.
And women.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
That's right,
how
yeah.
about you guys give up $20?
How about it?
Because you can do it so easy.
Boy, I can't. Boy, howdy.
How
huh?
can they do it?
They can go on their phone and text food to 509-441-0999.
Warren even did that.
Wow.
Warren did it this week.
Damn,
I did.
Buddy.
Yeah,
nice.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it was so cool.
By the way, that was donated for Mr. Munson's class.
Mr. Munson's class, yeah.
And Sam was the passenger in the seat making the fine donation.
Yeah. Shout out, Sam. Well done. Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
What grade does Mr. Munson teach? I can't remember.
Ooh.
Is it fourth or fifth?
I want to say the look. I was going to say like third or fourth just from looking at Sam.
But I don't know if... Did he say? I think he did say. I think it was fourth.
All right. Let's go with that until we're corrected.
Wrong.
We'll go with that until we're corrected.
Yeah.
All right. We are at R&R RV, so stop on by. We've got people just sitting here waiting. Just annoying us while they wait. Waiting to help out. All you got to do is stop by 525 East Francis. Obviously non-perishable food items. You drop your check off, drop cash off, whatever the case might be. Match hour coming up. It starts at 7, but in some places in the country, it's already 7.
That's
so we're
right.
good. So we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
right? And
yeah.
Oh, and you can also just text the word food to 509-441-0999. Was that what you were going to say?
I was.
Try it again. Go for it.
You can text food to 509-441-0999.
He's so excited, Warren.
Whoa.
So fun.
Nice.
So do that right now. We are in, I don't want to say we're desperate, but.
Yeah, we are.
It's pretty desperate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Listen, I'm used to saying it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be harder for you. You haven't done it a lot, being desperate. But this is it. This is what desperation feels like.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we don't
want
to let anybody down.
Well,
yeah. I mean, I feel dirty, but not at the same time.
Right. You know, you're feeling bad about asking for stuff, but yet not. Wait, whose glasses are those?
They're mine.
Oh, okay.
They are.
They were facing the wrong way.
And I don't know what happened.
If only there was a way to clean them.
I only have a shirt that's tucked all the way in, and I don't want to untuck it right now.
Oh, I got one that's
untucked. And so I said to Steve, hey, Steve. Hey, Stevie. He wears glasses every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I said, Steve, do you have a shirt that's untucked? He goes, I do. I go, could you wipe my glasses for me? And he's like, well, yeah, but I'm not very good at it. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not very good at it? And this is the finished product that he's given back.
I said I think I made it worse.
Oh, my.
It's better than it was, though, no? Well,
is
there's
it?
Scratches.
Do you have grease on your shirt?
Oh, my. Okay.
That is hilarious. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, I did tell him thank you for trying.
Let me try it.
I thought I made it worse.
Oh, that sweatshirt? I have clean glasses with that sweatshirt. Not that particular one.
The
but
inside of it?
Got a very
soft the pocket.
Oh, the
pocket part. All right, stop by and see us. We are at R&RV 525 East Francis.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, back live at the food drive. Oh, I made a rhyme. Hey, guys, I made a rhyme. Do you guys like my rhyme just in time?
Oh, yeah, thank you, guys.
The most important thing to do today, while you're listening to the show, the Friday show, you're enjoying the show, we're just going to have a fun, goofy show today.
Sure.
Oh, good.
But with food drive sprinkled in, there's really nothing else to say other than people are hungry. You know that there's a big need for the food drive this year.
Yep.
The food bank needs your help. The food bank helps your neighborhood.
They do.
I mean, 280 emergency outlets across the eastern Washington, north Idaho. So wherever you're at, chances are that food's going to be delivered to your hometown. So don't worry about it. If you're in Idaho right now and you're thinking, I don't know, does this affect us? Yes, it does.
Absolutely, yeah.
So all you need to do is one simple thing that producer Steve is going to tell you right now.
Text food to 509-441-0999.
Niner.
One more.
Wait, what did I forget?
You forgot a nine.
And I want to tell you, real quick, there is now a secret picture. A secret picture? Yes, of me, and I'm not going to do it secret.
It's secret, yeah. You got to go see it. Yeah.
It's on Facebook.
So, I see. Okay.
Wait, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on it.
It's going to be on there in moments.
As soon as he remembers.
It's a super secret picture.
The actual address to get to Facebook.
Right.
Not with just two nines.
It's nine.
It's not the first time I've done that.
No, it is not. But that's the point. Stop by and make a donation or just make a quick text. Just so you know, after you text food to that number, there's a link that comes back to your phone. It takes, you know, 10 seconds or whatever to come back. Then you got to follow through and donate.
There is that thing.
There's that one little last step.
Just text it, yeah. I'd be like, well, I thought about it. I text, but I didn't follow the link and donate. Yeah, that would be bad. So make sure you donate.
If you had, let's just say, because, you know, like one out of every five children in the Inland Northwest, that includes all the 21 counties in eastern Washington and the five counties in North Idaho, and there was a child, let's say, that needed some food. Now, let's say that was going to cost you $5 a day. And you were, and the kid every day came and you were like, oh, well, I'm going to make you food, but that food will cost you $5. If you did $5 a day, what's that times 365, Monty?
I don't have a calculator.
You don't have a calculator?
I do.
You have a phone. Let's try it.
I don't know. What? You got 1,500 plus another 300, 1,825.
1,825. $1,825. That's a lot of money.
That is.
Right? Like, who's going to donate? Not a lot of people are going to donate $1,800.
No.
$5 a day doesn't seem like that much. You probably spend that much on coffee or a lot more.
But what if the Friday crew, we all went together and said, hey, let's take
pool
care
our
of this.
Money, yeah.
Let's take care of this kid. Well, now there's six of us.
Six of us.
Doing, that's only $300 each. All of a sudden, that feels better.
It's different, yeah.
Or how about this? Just everybody listening just drops a five.
Oh, that would work.
No, seriously. I mean, it wouldn't take much if we had a higher number of participation.
Correct. Yeah.
So basically that is, if you could just dig down a little bit, you probably don't even have to give anything up, which is the funny part.
Yeah.
Because we used to always say, you know, if you give up your coffee today, and really 95% of people wouldn't have to give up a dang thing.
No.
For a few bucks a day. So
just squeeze it in there a little bit.
Thank you, Ron. Ron brought glasses wipes.
Oh, glasses wipes. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Ron's like,
sorry.
I'm tired of hearing the whining.
After the month I've had, when I saw the word wipe, I did not think those were for my glasses.
I imagine you didn't. I imagine that's true.
You know what? You almost got a phone call this morning, Warren.
Yeah?
You did. Because I...
This is terrible.
Do you remember what happened to my car last year at the food drive?
Yes, you had a flat tire.
Yeah, I had a flat tire. We had to go. We got a new one. There was some big chunk of metal in it or something. And I had to pay $300 and some for a new tire.
Yeah. I remember that.
Well, this morning, I go out in my garage and I go to leave, and the little, you know, low tire light is on.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, they do that sometimes when the weather gets colder or whatever, right?
Yes, sir.
We've all experienced that. And so I was just like, oh, okay. Hey, it's Dave Simmons.
Hi, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Man from work.
Oh, man. He's so awesome. What'd you do? Did you ruin it, Bruce? Get him, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been fun.
More wives. Hey, thank you so much. Oh, man. They're so nice. The Simmons family.
These are great.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Very nice.
Oh, man.
The Simmons.
That's our IT guy, guys.
Oh,
yeah. You know that office that's right by the sink?
Yeah, right by the sink.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you recognized him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's Dave, guys. That's Dave.
Where we walk in, right, I have Dave. To be quiet.
Well, yeah, you should be out of respect for the man with 18 million computers who keeps the station on the air and keeps us from getting those viruses.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help Kevin.
Yeah, could he help you, Kev?
Help me not get a virus? Could you please, Dave?
Yeah.
So, Warren, yeah, this morning I go out, and I thought, okay, it's going to be one of those where it's, you know, 31 pounds instead of 34 or whatever.
Right.
And I look, and it says, right rear tire, 9 pounds of pressure.
Oh, nice.
So that's not enough to drive on.
That's not enough, yeah.
That's not good.
Well, you do have those low-profile tires, though, so it should be fine.
Those things are so dumb. they look cool, but they're dumb. So, yeah, then I was like, So now I got a, I back my car out and I go around and I got one good arm. I got a gout arm. I got a, oh man, I got troubles. I don't have shoes.
That's
on.
That's my reaction when he tells these stories. I just start laughing.
I don't wear shoes no more. And I just, I find the air compressor, plug it in, get that going, and I'm thinking, wow, that's got to be lovely for any other neighbors.
Oh, yeah, they're a little
loud. You know,
loud.
There's someone, the, our neighbor's son is right above our garage.
Nice.
And I'm just like, well, if that kid doesn't wake up, he's very tired.
Right.
Because yeah. You know how loud air compressors are.
Oh, yeah. Heard them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then I go to try to fill the tire, and again, it's my right hand that doesn't work, my dominant hand. And it's so weird how many things you're good at doing with that hand. That I thought, well, this will be easy to just put the little thing on there. And
the thing on the thing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It took me about 20 minutes to get enough air in my tire to even drive here. And so I was about ready to just be like, Warren, can you please come here and pump up my tire?
I would have.
Yeah.
So let's hope it doesn't go low again. What's going on with it?
I don't know, Warren.
We better keep
but
an eye
I think
on
it's
it.
Something about the food drive. I mean, does somebody here, Ron?
Sabotage.
Ron. Dun, 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 dun. Who acts so nice and brings wipes and does everything for us and is so kind. Secretly, he's like, I don't like that guy.
Well, he's kind of a prankster. I can
see
that.
I don't like that Kevin guy. Let's stick metal in his tire.
That part seems excessive, but yeah.
And I would be the one who deserved it out of the three of us. For sure. For
you
sure.
Know, at least the fact you know is a good start.
And what I get, maybe that... I just wanted to tell you that story so that you know that you may have to be here after the show to do that.
I can do
that. Whoa, look at this car.
Oh. Whoa.
That's a Cobra.
Oh, that is a Cobra.
That is cold.
Yes.
That looks like cooler, that car or that mustache?
He's got a beard.
Oh, no, it's a goatee.
He's got
my
a beard.
Bad.
Yeah.
How much better would it be if it was a mustache?
Oh, how much fun was it watching him get out of that car? Yeah. What kind of car is that?
It's a Cobra.
What year, you think?
It was designed by Carol Shelby.
All right. I love her. Is that a guy's name?
That's that was a guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I love him, too.
Made the Mustang.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah, so what are they... Tell me more about the Cobra again, Warren. I can't really remember. They didn't make them for very long
Maybe
at all.
Maybe you can ask
right?
this guy.
They were the body of a... Huh?
I have a lot of Napa know-how in this car.
Really? Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. Yes, that's awesome.
Thank you.
He's done. He's right. That's it. Oh, hey, thank you, buddy. What year is that car?
It is a replica.
It's a replica, yeah?
2020 Factory 5.
Okay.
It has a Mustang Coyote motor, and it's terrifyingly fast. It would
be. That thing is cool looking.
5.0 Coyote?
Yep.
Woo! Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you. 400 horsepower and a
two-seater. I don't even know how they got that. Those Coyotes are huge engines. Huge.
Can I also challenge anybody dumb enough to drive a convertible today?
Yeah. Steve, did you get a picture of his car?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, him by the car.
Okay. That's so cool.
I was wondering. I was going to say.
Is that?
You know,
that,
I mean, obviously it's a convertible.
Is
it's
that
cool.
good enough, or you want me to take it?
No, one? I want the whole
that
car.
That is definitely not good enough.
Yeah, I want the whole car.
Hold on.
Especially now he's got the hood up.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself rushing over there.
Yeah, I mean.
Paul, by the way. Paul's the
man. Paul, thank
Paul,
you.
Paul's thank you. The man. Paul. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, Steve took a picture of the door.
You couldn't see the front half of the car.
Is that good enough? No. we can't tell how cool of a classic car it is. Warren, did he say it's a 2020?
Yeah.
So it's new, and they made it look like a replica.
Right.
But with like a new, faster
All new,
engine.
Yeah, running gear and stuff.
Man.
Oh, baby.
I think Carol Shelby, those were from another country, that body style and stuff.
Sure,
And he started putting Ford like 260 and 289s in them to race them.
Okay.
And
I will say
that's true.
What a great challenge for anybody dumb enough to drive a convertible.
Yeah.
It's 38 here, and I know it's a lot colder than that up north. What was it, your house, Bruce?
28.
Oh, dang.
I didn't look. But.
Good night. I mean, I've ridden my motorcycle in this, and I don't know if you know, that wind's a little chilly.
Chilly.
Woo-hoo. I don't know how low you can get behind that little tiny windshield, but I bet it's pretty low.
You know, Steve was talking about getting another car someday. Maybe that.
Steve. Wow, Steve, how about that car, bud?
Yeah, how about one of those?
Yeah, it looks cool.
Seems practical in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it gets around in the snow real nice.
Yeah. Hey, you know who had a convertible at one point?
A You?
King Peter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What
midlife
kind?
Crisis, baby.
I was going to say, hold on. Chrysler Sebring convertible.
No, that's a good guess.
He had a Toyota Solara.
Well, same thing.
Oh, one of those.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely midlife.
All right, stop by and see us here at 525 East Francis.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All righty, guys, we're getting close to 7 o'clock, or as somebody on the text line just said, hey, my phone says it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, close enough.
I like that. I love that. All right, so again, thanks to Paul for stopping by. Our buddy Dave from work and his wife Karen, thank you for your very generous donation. Mm-hmm. They've done more than their part, so.
Yes.
But that doesn't let anybody else off the hook. Peter, Alex on the text line, and a couple other people whose names I don't have on our Coyote Country text line have text the word food to 509-441-0999. A $12,000 day. I know you might be thinking that's unattainable, but there is no such thing in our minds.
No.
I mean, $12,000 would be the biggest day we've ever had, right?
Well,
ever?
It would be $3,000 an hour. When you break it down that way, that doesn't seem that crazy.
It's actually pretty simple.
Right.
Yeah.
When you go, okay, a couple thousand people listening right now, everybody just call, donate,
right.
I mean text.
Yeah, text.
Food to 509-441-0999. That'll send you back a link that will take you to the page to donate. It's that easy.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it shows you on the link there, the options, and I can't remember what the options are. Do you remember what they are, Steve-O?
I
think it starts with $30 monthly.
Let me just check.
Because
right
you have a monthly option, a one-time option, whatever the case might be.
Click either one and then.
And then, you know, the thing I was thinking is even if you're going to do the one time and you're like, oh, I'm going to do the one time and it's going to be X amount of dollars. Maybe you go, all right, I'll just add a 10 or I'll add 20.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's the give once, of course, or there's the monthly.
Right.
And you can do 25, 55, 120, 300, 500, 1,000, or I guess you can select your own. Right?
Yeah, you can
write it in. Yeah.
If you can find the decimal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the important part.
Oh, man. It's the only 33-year-old I've ever known that doesn't know how to use a cell phone.
He doesn't know how to use his cell phone very well, but it's the calculator that really got me. Steve yesterday was trying to use a calculator, and he's like, where's the decimal? We're like, what are you talking about?
I don't know, Bruce.
It's in a tricky place.
Even I know how to use the calculator.
All right.
Take that.
All right.
Have you ever had lessons, IT lessons, from a man in his 70s?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be the last. Stop by and see us. We're at 525 East Francis, and it's the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. 99.9 Coyote Country.